want to be a fly on the wall of someone's closed door meeting?
This is Just a Minute with Barbara Lardner, author, teacher, and creator of hannahscupboard.com.
I remember once watching a flurry of secret activity between the president and VP in my old company. My office was at the end of a hallway where I could see both their doors, and they kept closing the doors all the time. Something was up, and I didn't know what it was, and I was so curious. I sure wanted to be a fly on the wall of that office. As I stared at the closed door, I felt the Lord spoke to me. I was an outsider in the plans of these two executives, and I could only become an insider through their invitation. The Lord seemed to say that His office door, His throne room, was set up a different way. Anyone could come into His inner circle who wanted to. The key to His door was desire. Working your way up, not important, job titles irrelevant, knowing the right people unnecessary, He would let anyone in who truly wanted to be there. Just think about sitting around in God's throne room listening to His plans. Think about being right there when He says, "I need someone for an assignment," and your hand flies up first. The barrier between us and the Father was broken by Jesus, and we are told we can come boldly to the throne of grace. You control how close you sit to the Father's throne. You don't have to wish to be a fly on His heavenly wall. You're not an outsider unless you choose to be. The sign on His door says, "You are welcome. Please come in." This is Barbara Lardner from Hannah's Cupboard. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to visit Barbara at her website, www.hannahscupboard.com.